And let's go to Don in Jersey. Don, you're on the wrap-up show with Craig and everybody else.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Hey.
Listen, as a police officer who actually volunteered his time on 9/11, I'm on the job for 10 years, was down there helping with the scene afterwards from South Jersey. And I can assure you, while I appreciate freedom of speech, to give these jerk-offs a forum to come on and talk about conspiracy theories and everything else, it's just a bunch of wackos who have had nothing better to do for 7 years. And I like the fact you guys give them a forum, but please, enough is enough. Don't keep fueling the fire with these rejects.
See, he's not responding to the evidence. We have evidence, okay? That's what I'm telling you. Absolute proof. That's a big difference than somebody saying, oh, this is too crazy to believe. That's an argument from incredulity. I can prove to you with firsthand testimony that it's...
But you know what, Craig, I guess, Craig, what I'm saying is you're talking about, you don't have proof. You've got three people out of hundreds, maybe in a thousand, that are willing to say what you need them to say for a documentary. That's not proof.
Yeah, why do you disregard the firsthand testimony of all these other people?
Right.
No, I don't. I've contacted all the previously published witnesses. Realize there's no footage of what happened at the Pentagon. Most people in Arlington could not even see the Pentagon at all. They saw the plane and heard the explosion. These are the previously published accounts.
So you couldn't find anyone that saw it?
No, everyone that we know, the people we talked to believe the plane hit the building. They were deceived. It's the placement of the plane that proves it. It's physically impossible for the plane to knock the poles down, the light poles, and make all the damages lined up in the building in the ASCE report. And I'm telling you, there's just no question about it. Time and time again, everyone, this is corroboration 10 times over. When you get corroboration on this level...
Well, what is corroboration 10 times over? You're talking about three people at the Pentagon. How
no,
about...
I'm talking about 10 people. I have that many people. Everyone in Arlington Cemetery, everyone at the Sicklow Station, everyone we...
See, again, when you
with.
Say everyone, it sounds bad. But the only reason why I'm letting you talk is because your tone is so manic, it just makes you sound nuttier.
Well, because it's so important, okay? We have this evidence, and I'm not kidding. This is either real people, and they all corroborate each other. Nobody refutes them. They all place the plane in the same place. Most of them are Pentagon police officers. I've spoken with dozens of witnesses.
Okay, Craig, you made your point.
Hey, Craig. WWE, the wrestling, the pro wrestling.
Yeah.
A lot of people lately have been claiming it's fake.
You know, Benji, I don't need your stick. This is important. I've got
but
evidence.
No, no, I would like to tie it in because there were no WWE employees or wrestlers in Manhattan on the day of 9/11.
Don't do this. I talked to these people firsthand. I know. I was there. I filmed their location on their interviews on location. You have to take a look at it at
I think it's very interesting, but you're not doing you're doing bad science. You're disregarding evidence that doesn't.
Because you haven't viewed the evidence. View the evidence first at thepentagon.com.
Stop plugging your site, Craig. We got it the first time. But, Dan and Edison, you're on the wrap-up show.
Yeah, I just wanted to like put the rest on any theory about the Trade Center being a hoax or anything like that. Well, I was there. You know, the second day through the fifth day on a big cleanup, the stuff I was hauling out of there wasn't imaginary.
But Dan, you know? Dan, they're not saying what you saw is definitely what you saw. That's not the imaginary part. They're saying that how it got that way was prefabricated. How do you respond to that?
No, I was on the turnpike in Route 80, actually minutes after the first plane hit, and I saw that from a distance in the Pagoda area. We went down the turnpike and tried to get into the Lincoln Tunnel. And, you know, it's just it is what it is. It was what it was, you know.
Yeah, but you haven't investigated it. You haven't looked into the evidence. And that's what I'm telling you here. We have absolute evidence proving a deception. A military deception is for certain on that day. There's no.
See, but Craig, what I say to you is, who are you? In other words, I believe that you have launched an investigation of some sort. But why should I take you as a credible person? Like, who are you? Anybody could launch an investigation and deem it the way they want it. Like, what's your credibility?
Well, the fact that I've done it. The fact that I provide
I know, but I can,
evidence.
Listen, I can get Gary the Retard to go and do it.
Okay, fine. If he gets the evidence and shows me otherwise, I believe it. But he hasn't. I have. That's what I'm telling you.
Ralph, ask your question.
I have a quick question for Inspector Craig. Is he still there?
He's here.
Yes, I'm here. Say you're right, okay? Say there's this vast conspiracy going on and this was all orchestrated and everything.
Right.
What are you going to do about it? I mean, what's the point of why waste your time with this? Just accept it, whether it was
How could you ignore this?
Wait. Listen a second. Calm down. Listen. Just listen for a second.
Okay.
Take a breath. if it is fake, you know, and there's this vast conspiracy to do this, you're not going to turn the tide with your dopey little website. You know, it is what it is. If we're being tricked, fine, we're being tricked, but you got to move on.
No, we can't, because we'll have a permanent global war. People are dying every day. All of our freedoms are being stripped as a result of this. Policy in America and abroad is being, decisions are being made every day based on terrorism. You can't ignore this and move on if there's a deception that's proven, and there is a deception that's proven. That's what I'm telling you. I know it. I mean, even in New York, listen, things were not the way they said. You guys are talking about Building 7. Did you see how that thing fell? It was 6 seconds straight down.
I know, but all of a sudden, you're like a structural engineer.
No, there's plenty of structural engineers as well as physicists to agree that there's something wrong.
But you know what?
It did not happen the way it should have.
But, Craig, it's like a trial, right? You bring in your expert, I bring in my expert, and what we need is an impartial judge to decide. You brought in your expert, but that doesn't mean it's the be-all, end-all expert.
Well, you're right. That's what it is in New York, but that's not what it is in the Pentagon with what I've done. Because I'm telling you, when you've got dozens of witnesses, and they all agree, and nobody refutes them, it becomes proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Craig, you need to make a phone call tonight. John's going to tell you who
Craig,
you can call.
You got to speak your mind. Your message is out there. Tonight at 7 o'clock on Howard 101, join Paula Gloria down the rabbit hole, and I'm sure she'd be more than happy to have a long and detailed conversation with you about your theory. But thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. And calls like that just stir. I mean, we got a bunch of calls from cops here. Like, it just stirs emotion in people.
And before
rightfully so.
And before I get emails from people who are involved in 9/11 yelling at me, I let people talk because I feel that's the best thing. When you let them talk, they sort of, you know, tie the rope around their own neck. And the more you let a guy like that talk, the more ridiculous and unbelievable it comes, in my opinion.
Yeah, and mine as well. I don't believe a word that guy is saying. I think they were awful tragedies, and
right.
I don't even, well, everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's what this show is all about. What do you got, Gary?
I just wanted to basically say the guy thinks that the plane did not hit the Pentagon. There were photos that day on the news.
No, there weren't.
My wife works for American Airlines, which is the plane that supposedly hit it. Where are all the people? Where are all the people that were on the plane that disappeared? Did the government kill them?
There's actually a lot of great theories about that.
Give me one real quick.
They've been held in some field in like Cuba or something like that.
I heard they were on an island with all these weird stations.
Yeah, they're in a hangar somewhere out west along with alien species. Come on. That's ridiculous.
There was great stuff.
Now, does it piss you off when you hear people theorize like that, then?
Oh, I love it, because you sit there and you think, okay, you know, my wife didn't know any of the pilots on the plane or the flight attendants. We've flown with people many times. She worked in the reservations then. But, you know, you look at it and you say, where would these people be? The government's not going to hold them, and I think it's ridiculous. Yeah. You know, he has to get his head out of his butt and start realizing it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Find a life, move on, do something that might actually help someone.
Okay, Dan, thank you.
I like the ones like, what was the one that was the plane that blew up at JFK not long after 9/11?
It was going to Dominican Republic.
Right. I remember that was just, that was just malfunctioning. But I remember, like, a guy comes to me and he says, listen, I know what really happened. My sister-in-law knows a guy whose cousin works in baggage at JFK, and he knows what's happened. I was like, oh, he knows, but nobody else knows.
There has to be an explanation for everything, apparently.
He's like, it was a bomb because the baggage guy told his cousin who told my sister-in-law's friend.